Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria up to 30 today, Johannesburg 27 and Rustenburg 38.
In Protea Glen on the N12, traffic lights not working at the R558 Protea Glen exit.
The Road Trade Association has called on South Africa to engage in diplomatic efforts to try and resolve the political crisis in Mozambique. This after the Border Management Authority temporarily suspended general cargo processing and passenger movements at the Limbombo Port of Entry due to fresh protests on the Mozambique side. The board has been operating intermittently since October. The association's Gavin Kelly is urging President Cyril Ramaphosa to intervene.
It's costing the economy roughly 10 million rand a day. So the Road Trade Association calls on statesmen to get the parties to sit down and agree to talk to one another.
A 30-year-old suspect is set to appear in the Palm Ridge Magistrates Court this morning. Police say the suspect is facing charges of fraud and theft related to a CSI program for the Adopter School Trust. This is the same case which saw the arrest and subsequent court appearance of IEC Commissioner Nomsa Masuku. The Gauteng Health Department says several measures are being implemented to ensure the provision of clean linen to patients at Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital in Soweto. This comes after nursing organisation Denosa criticised the ongoing shortage of linen as a result of breakage of all laundry machines. The department's spokesperson Motatale Modiba says a service provider has been appointed to carry out repairs on the laundry machines.
Currently, we have 3 tunnel washers that are out of service with only 5 dryers operational. Already, one of the 4 ironers has been successfully repaired.
Chinese President Xi Jinping has warned that there would be no winners in a trade war with the United States. Former U.S. President Donald Trump, who returns to the White House next month, unleashed a grueling trade war with China during his first term in office. He's pledged to impose even higher tariffs on China after taking office on January 20. And South African opera singer Priti Yende says performing at the reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris was a divine moment. She sang Amazing Grace, backed by an orchestra under the direction of Venezuelan maestro Gustavo Dudamel on Saturday. The concert marked the culmination of a 5-year renovation project following a destructive fire in April 2019. Yende told the SABC a few days before her performance that she was in Paris when the fire happened.
I had an apartment just across and I could really see from my window when it happened, and literally I could feel the pain and I could feel, you know, the whole atmosphere really changed, and you could see how much important the church is for not only France but also anyone who is Christian, and I am a Christian, and so it was something like a lump on my throat.
I'm Aris van der Walt, top story. This is Alfred Swift, is here hier, die padvragvereniging doen 'n beroep op die president vir 'n diplomatieke oplossing in Mosambiek.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Oh, I leave quite an impression, 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why I have his clothes when missing my body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation.